Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and the week ahead. Today is a beautiful April 25th, 2018. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, or good evening to you, wherever you are tuning into the show and however you are connecting with it. Thank you for joining me. The show is available on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube, as well as other distribution channels. So thank you all for listening. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to connect and to just remember you are never alone with these energies. It's not just you. It is us. It is the collective. We all feel this stuff. We're all moving through it together. And we're in this together, and I think that helps because you can get a higher perspective of what humanity is learning, and as well as what you as an individual are learning as well. So today we're going to talk about what is going on here as we close out April. And I don't know about you, but April was a very interesting month because we had tension and we had stuff that needed to shift, but we couldn't always see how or when. We had Mercury retrograde. We had the ongoing square energies between Team Aries and Team Capricorn. Thankfully, all of that has started to smooth out. And I'm getting the image of having a knot, you know, like a tight, tangled knot that is starting to loosen because the planets are moving forward. And they're moving forward in a new, solid way. But basically, that represents you. And the sense that there's something about you that's ready to feel more solid. And that is one of the gifts of Taurus energy. Wherever the sun is in the sky, it is the biggest guiding light. It is the biggest energy. And when the sun is in Taurus, we become more practical, money conscious, realistic. We observe. We look at things. We say, I need to see that. Or I want to have proof that this is real. Taurus energy is also about the survival instincts that we have, how in our physical experience we need certain things to survive on this planet. We need food, water, and shelter, you know, bare minimum basics. But then Taurus is also about everything that's related to the pleasures of our journey. And the beautiful flowers, you know, the grand mountains, a really decadent dessert, a wonderful wine or cocktail. Taurus is about sex and physical pleasures. It's really about how are you enjoying your journey. And I feel that that's a really important thing to consciously tune into because we can be very distracted, more so than ever these days. We can be distracted. But we have to remember that there are wonderful things in our daily experiences to be grateful for. And how can you amplify that for yourself right now? How can you tune in to those parts of your world and just stop and breathe and take in the good stuff? The good stuff. And don't forget about that because too often, you know, life goes so fast and the week passes so quickly that we forget that there's good stuff everywhere. I was just out with my son earlier this morning. He is almost 3, and we go out on daily adventures every day. And we went to this really cool park, and we played with the shapes, and we looked at the flowers, and we played with nature, and we were walking on the logs and just all these things. They were all about nature and the elements and earth and just appreciating what we have. And of course, with a toddler, with a child, you know, they activate your own inner child and they remind us to slow down. And so I feel like there's something about right now that's helping us reconnect with what we've put aside or what we've forgotten. It's almost like the parts of ourselves that are happy, you know, that just are happy in a very simple way. And when we think about that happiness? Well, in astrology, typically we then look to Venus as the feminine joy. Now, Taurus is ruled by Venus. So wherever Venus is doing is where she is saying, this is where you're going to find more pleasure and more happiness. Venus just went into Gemini on Tuesday, April 24th. And in Gemini, she looks to be emotionally satisfied and stimulated. And for me, this showed up as I bought 5 books out on Tuesday. And I was thinking, why am I buying all these books all of a sudden? Well, because I realized Venus in Gemini, she's a bookworm. She wants information. She's curious. She wants to learn so that she has more in her mind. It's a very cerebral energy, this Gemini. Venus in Gemini is very smart. She knows information. She knows details. She's a teacher. She loves to write. She loves to read and communicate. Basically, it's all about how your mind can be stimulated and find good things to contemplate, to sit with, and ultimately to share. Gemini is social energy. It's hanging out with your friends. It's going to get a glass of wine, you know, going to happy hour. It's going to fun events, play dates, anything that comes up. Venus in Gemini reminds us to share what we know, to share our thoughts, our ideas, what is in our head. And the transition from Taurus to Gemini is to remember that you don't have to do it all on your own, because Taurus is very self-reliant. And so that energy is still strong. I mean, the sun is only at 5 degrees of Taurus. So we're just getting into this Taurus energy of self-reliance and what do I need to take care of myself and to be my own person in the world, to feel good about who I am. Well, then we look at Taurus's ruler, Venus, and she says, well, don't forget that you need other people and you need good friends and you need to talk about things. And it's okay to share what's on your mind. And it's important to reach out to your community and to have some fun. Because Gemini is about the fun. Gemini is funny. Gemini is witty. And so there's a sense here that a part of you, you're never alone. And you have people around you. And so are you doing your part to connect with those people? So Venus and Gemini is going to be in the mix until May, I believe it's May 19th. May 19th. And so from now until May 19th, she will be ruling the sun in Taurus. And so there will be things you have to do on yourself by yourself. And then there's going to be invitations and ways to get outside of the house or outside of your own private world and to meet up with friends and to have some fun and probably consume more books, you know, go to the library. Venus in Gemini is also very much about social media, so you could just find yourself on social media more. So there's a lot that gets busier with the Gemini energy. Now, adding to that, we have Mercury in Aries, who is still in his shadow, which means he's going slower to get out of the territory he's covered since March. So Mercury is still in his shadow until May 3rd. So he's still covering old territory. You could feel that as things you're still sorting out, details you're still bringing together, ideas you're still formulating, maybe conversations are up in the air, decisions are up in the air. All of that clears out by May 3rd. You could just feel the transition of it, the transition of it. And in the meantime, Mercury in Aries gets along really well with Venus in Gemini. They both move fast. Okay, they don't sit around. They're active. They're on the go. The earth signs stimulate the fire signs, and the fire signs stimulate the air signs. Air signs stimulate fire signs. So there's this sense of activity, buzz, conversations, opportunities, things happening. All of that is going on while the sun is in Taurus. So the sun is in Taurus is reminding you to look at your money, your finances, what you can really handle, what's really practical for you amongst all of the chatter and the sense of there's a lot I want to do and a lot I want to get started. But this earth energy is grounding us, and that is a blessing because we don't want to be swept away or carried away. Also, you know, the air signs can be very conceptual, lots of ideas, lots of possibilities, lots of potentials, and they like to relate. They're the signs of relationships to each other through our mental space and conversations. But the earth signs make it real. And so you can have all these ideas and all these things going on, but the earth signs say, well, you only have so much time in the day and you only have so much you can do at once. So what are you going to commit to? And the Taurus energy says, what do you have the money for, or what makes you money? What pays the bills, or what helps you pay the bills? And then we have still the three planets in Capricorn that are reminding us that we have to keep it, I feel it as kind of small, if you will. And let me explain what I mean by small. Contained. Capricorn doesn't let us get carried away because Capricorn has boundaries and he is strict and he says, this is what you can handle, this is what you cannot handle. So we have to say no to some things and yes to others. We have to focus, have responsibility and discipline with the Capricorn energies. We still have Mars in Capricorn. And in fact, he is making an important transit the middle of this week, 25th and 26th, that is Wednesday and Thursday, to Pluto. So Mars is the warrior. It is the masculine energy. It is the part of us that wants to get things done, get something going. It is all about, you know, demonstrating what we're really good at, especially in Capricorn. It is demonstrating our mastery, demonstrating your experience, what you know. It's that sense of, you know, I've had time and commitment with something, and now I have the ability, the authority to put it into action. So Mars in Capricorn is definitely in charge of the show. And because he's a warrior, he's related to what we do to assert ourselves. This can be ego-driven. It can be healthy ego. It can be false ego. And when he comes up to Pluto, who's sitting at 21 degrees, he provokes, and he shows where he's angry. Now, Pluto is a very powerful energy in astrology. It is the energy of your soul's evolutionary growth and development. It is the energy of transformation. It is the no going back. For any of you who have had an impactful Pluto transit in your life, you know it's a no going back. It changes you significantly and permanently. Pluto gets in there. He's like, takes you down. Like it's this grasp down into the darkest dungeons and shadows and fears and all the emotional turmoil that you're meant to consciously work with in order to become more powerful. Pluto helps you to see your blind spots or what you didn't realize was operating in your own psyche. And in Capricorn, he's been showing us where we've given away our power, where we have to assert new boundaries and strengths. It's really a strengthening energy of this is what's true for me, and I will decide what is right, and I will claim my power because I am the captain of my own ship. So Pluto in Capricorn has really been drilling in to us and our responsibilities to ourselves and to the collective. And it reminds us that we have to be very aware of how we use our own power. And if we're using that power in an unhealthy way, well, you know, things get revealed and things are shown to you. It's part of the downfall in business leadership, in Wall Street, in government, in corruption. Because Pluto comes through and he says, well, look at this. This is not even the right foundation. I'm going to just chop up this foundation, and then I'm going to dig into the earth and really pull out all the weeds and rocks and anything that's underneath there. And then when I'm done tearing up the earth, then you can build again. So Pluto is really powerful. And then Mars comes along, and he's angry. And these two together typically can be war, resentment, power struggles, revelations, because Mars is a trigger. Mars triggers Pluto energies even more. So it actually is a time of revelation. And what it's revealing is what you need to let go of. Because are you giving your power away to someone, which with the Mars energy would be masculine energy? That doesn't mean it's a male. It could be a female with strong masculine energy, but we'll just say for ease of conversation, male. Are you giving your power away to a man or to someone else who you thought was perhaps more powerful than you, or who held something for you, or who represented something for you? And now Mars is coming through this point, and Pluto, I believe Pluto always is working for you, even though that isn't how it feels. Pluto says, look at where you've given your power away, and you're probably going to be mad about it. And that's okay. Get angry, be upset, get mad, and then let it go, because you're meant to keep transforming. And so there's a purging here. I feel it is a purging of anger, because that's Mars can operate with anger, conscious or unconscious. It can operate from a very egotistical place. He can operate, Pluto can be addictions and obsessions. So you see how all of this just doesn't feel comfortable, right? And that's what this energy is. When Mars and Pluto sync up together in a conjunction, which only happens every 2 years, mind you. 2 years this transit happens, because it takes Mars 2 years to do a full cycle around the zodiac. So it's kind of a cleaning up for the past 2 years. Who have you given your energy and your power to? And if that makes you mad, that's okay. Be honest about it, but keep going and let it go, okay? And understand that you had to learn something from that. And in Capricorn, we're meant to gain maturity. We're meant to gain something that helps us with our own self-mastery, our own authority, our inner adult. So we mature through this process. So the past 2 years, is it a person or a thing, or perhaps it's even yourself, it could be yourself, that you've realized you've given too much of your energy and power away to something that doesn't serve you, and it's a drain, it's an energy drain, and now you are moving on, and you're saying, okay, I get it. I'm changing. I'm transforming this. I'm healing this. I'm shifting this, and this is really happening. Again, the Pluto energy is no going back, and so this is really important, my friends, because this point here, we're in a really important territory with Pluto, because I'm going to jump ahead for you to 2020. January 2020 is when we have a really powerful conjunction in Capricorn at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And that's Pluto and Saturn, the Sun, and Jupiter is going to be in there too. I kid you not. So something is coming for your awareness right now, so that in the next 18 months to 2 years. This has shifted for you at a really deep soul level. I feel like for many people, this is actually the most important work of this lifetime for you. If you have any planets or points, especially at 22 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, really important time for you from now until 2020, because you are really moving stuff through that I feel is like lifetimes of congestion. And that's what I'm hearing, congestion. You know, you get stuff that it just gets backed up and it's the same issue, it's the same pattern, you're spinning in it. You're changing it now. And this trigger here of Mars conjunct Pluto is helping you get rid of some of that congestion. Transmute it, purify it, release it. So if something comes up for you, that's what it is. This doesn't happen to everybody, because I know some of you are listening and you're not going to feel this as strongly. Yes, it's in the collective, so there could be new declarations of war, new demonstrations of people being toppled and power struggles and CEOs resigning, that kind of thing, the anger around it. That's in the collective. In the personal, you want to look at your chart, especially around 21 degrees of the cardinal signs. And that's a big deal. And you're meant to just move it through you, to be active about it, because Mars is active. Mars doesn't just sit. Mars is like, well, I'm going to do something about this. What is he going to do? He's going to karate punch. He's going to go for a run. He's going to work it through his physical body. So your body really needs support right now. Even if it's just you have to go for a really long walk, you go to Reiki, you do something that moves energy through your body that's really going to help with what you're moving through. So it's interesting because we have all this very, I'm going to say, chatty, fun energy with Mercury and Venus and even the Sun. And then we have the really serious work with the planets in Capricorn. You could feel that in your world. You could feel like there's stuff that you can't avoid. You have to deal with it. You've got to go in there and then take a look at it and be honest with yourself. And then there's the other part of you that's like, but I just want to have some fun. And that's why, you know, you want to go out with friends or watch a good movie or a good book. It's because you need an escapism, kind of, right? It's like, oh, this is too intense. I need a break. So that's really what the end of we have going on. And then, oh, but wait, there's more. We're building up to a really big full moon in Scorpio. Now, on YouTube, I have a video for you that really dives into this full moon in Scorpio, also known as the Buddha full moon or Wizak. And that's because it's known as the full moon where Buddha was born, became enlightened, and died. And that is a beautiful representation of this transformation. And the full moon in Scorpio tends to be deep, emotionally intense, and it can make you uncomfortable because it has energies that dig. It echoes what I was just describing about Pluto in Capricorn, okay? Because it's that energy of there's something that's ready to be transformed. And this full moon is helping you with that. It's at 9 degrees of Scorpio. The moon is at 9 degrees of Scorpio. And then the sun is at 9 degrees of Taurus. And the image I always get with this full moon is that Scorpio is everything under the surface. So it's everything under the earth, right? We got the rocks and the dirt and the even molten lava before it erupts, right? It's everything under the surface. And then Taurus is the earth. It's the grass and the flowers and the trees and everything you can see and smell and touch. So we have this full moon that's bringing us under the earth. And to get dirty, you're going to feel a little bit something's dirty, but you grab it and you bring it back up to the light of day, and you bring it back into the sunlight. And that's what this is all about. That's what the Scorpio energy is about. For those of you who have read any of my books, you know that this is what I talk about in The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. This is a book I released in 2013 that went gangbusters because so many women could relate to all these different phases that we go through in our spiritual growth process. And you get dirty and you feel grief and you have anger and you go through sadness and you're just surrendering and you're trusting. And this book guides you through that. Well, that's what the Scorpio full moon is, helping you be more powerful. And it is like this understanding that we have such a high level of consciousness on the planet right now that you can't take any shortcuts with this stuff, but you have support for the transformation and for the understanding that you're meant to arrive at. And this full moon in Scorpio is going to do that, okay? It's going to get uncomfortable. There could be something emotionally intense that comes up. Remember, the moon is always about your mother and you as a mother, because that is our first experience, the emotional world. Your bond with your mother is how you first received love. And that doesn't mean you are conscious of it. This begins in the womb. This begins when you're a newborn, you know, and then as you grow through infant, toddler, child, and onwards. So the moon represents how we were taken care of. And if we were taken care of properly, in the ways that we needed to be seen and loved and validated. Now, spoiler alert, most people weren't. I would say 90%. And I'm saying that because I know that there's a lot of research out there, especially in Brené Brown's work, about how we all grow up and then realize we have issues with our parents. And it's like this common rite of passage for most people, is that you didn't have a perfect anything. You don't have perfect parents, and you didn't have perfect childhood. And so then you have to work through it. And you have to love your parents for what they did for you. You have to love your mother for what she could give you or what she could offer. But there can be discomfort around that at first. And that's part of the underground Scorpio emotions. Oh, you resent her. Oh, she wasn't what you needed. Oh, she didn't show you this. Oh, she didn't give you that, right? It's that understanding that I needed more, or I didn't feel worthy, or I didn't feel loved. When I have clients with Moon and Scorpios, there's stuff with their mom they're working through in this lifetime. No bones about it. It's a big... And so when we have this full moon, we all have to look at that relationship dynamic with our mother that we usually perceive as a power dynamic because she had the power to give love. And did she do it in the way that you needed it? And if the answer is no, that's okay, because at a spiritual level, that is exactly what you needed as a catalyst for greater self-understanding on your journey. And so at a higher spiritual level, nothing is ever wrong. But at the human level, at the 3D level, well, you know, we're complicated and we have emotions and we have our egos and our minds and everything gets stirred up. Then we work through it. But as you grow on your spiritual path and you understand what you needed in order to grow, why your mom had to be a catalyst, or why the person who was your mother, if it wasn't your biological mother, how that was a catalyst to get you to grow, to know more about yourself, then you understand what's really in your heart and who you are, and it comes back to self-love, which is what Taurus is all about. So Scorpio is really emotionally intense, and perhaps it feels topsy-turvy. But Taurus is the stillness and the peace and the earth that supports you, the solid tree trunk that supports you and says, you can feel all the emotions you need to feel. I'm right here. I'm strong for you. I've got you covered on this, and you're going to be fine. That's what Taurus says. So that's why we are so supported right now, too, my friends, with this understanding that whatever's coming up, whatever you've been moving through, whatever's triggered, this Taurus energy, it's the earth supporting you. And maybe what you need to do is go out to your nearest favorite tree and put your hand on the bark of that tree and feel its stability, right? Just like tune into the earth and tune in to that grounding energy. And I bet it will calm your heart, calm your mind, and just soothe you. So please look for that energy right now. That energy that is supporting you, that is grounding you, that is reminding you of what's in the present moment. Whew. And I feel like there's so many of you who are just ready for this. You're just ready for it. You know, I feel the end of April is actually quite lovely. It goes back to that image I got of knots detangling and loosening. Like things just feels, it feels like things are moving again. That there's something freeing up and calming and like, okay, I can let this go. I can release this tension. You know, you might realize you just need a really good massage to get rid of those knots. So there's energy here that really supports how we take care of ourselves. And that relates to the planets and earth signs. We have Sun in Taurus, and then Mars in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, and Pluto in Capricorn that are asking us to stay grounded, to tune into our body, to tune into what we feel and what we need. Let's see. Mars is going to be in Capricorn until the middle of May. We're not done yet. And then he goes retrograde in Capricorn later on this summer. He goes back to 28 degrees. So Mars is not in his shadow period yet. Mars will be in his shadow the middle of May. So it's still a good time to keep moving forward, follow what is right for you, what calls to you. This relates to your profession, your career choices, your job, your place in the world, if you will. Like that sense of this is where I belong. This is my piece of expertise in the world, and this is what I'm going to do. That's what's really supported right now as well with Mars in Capricorn. So I'm just going through the rest of my list here. Keep in mind that we're in a building phase. We had that new moon in Aries back on April 15th, 16th, depending on your geographical location. And we're building up to that full to the full moon in Scorpio at 9 degrees on April 30th. Could be the 29th, depending on your location. And so the end of this month means that you are leaving behind what you can no longer carry forward. The Aries energy has showed you who you are now, and that's at an authentic level. And so this full moon in Scorpio is saying, well, you can't carry it all. And this isn't even my energy, and this isn't even my stuff, because this is the stuff I absorbed from other people. Maybe it was your mother, but maybe it was other people. And now you're saying, and no more. And I'm going to let that be and let that go and bless it, and I'm going to keep going on my path. Please check out my new YouTube channel where I talk more about this full moon. I have a link in the bio, in this show bio. I hope that really helps you get more information about the full moon. And I also want to let you know that I'll be offering a new astrology class. It looks like it'll be in May, and it's going to be about transits. And in this class, I'm going to teach you the transits in your chart, what transits are, how they work with your planets, and the key ones for you to be aware of. Transits are really important because that's basically what I talk about in this show every week is how the planets are moving all around us. Well, we take that information and we're going to put it and apply it to your natal astrology chart. So I'm going to have information for you about that soon on my website and in this show. I'll be sharing it with you, but I just want to give you a heads up because that can be the next step for many of you in understanding astrology better, especially as it pertains to you. So you'll find more about that at my website, consciouscoolchic.com, or my astrology website, consciousintuitiveastrology.com, and I'll give you more details next week. In the meantime, my friends, please know that I believe you have more than you ever realized going for you right now. I mean, really, truly, we're farther along than we can see at times. So just trust that and know that things are supporting what calls to you next. And I hope this show gives you good understanding and perspective on all of it. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back here next Wednesday with another live broadcast. Until then, you can find more on YouTube or be sure and check out the full library of free shows that I have for you on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. I've covered many topics over the past 6 years, and I hope that they are supportive for where you are right now. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I will see you back here next week. Take good care. Bye-bye.